For 68 years, the Lexus, formerly known Mobile Songquest, has shone a light on young opera stars of Aotearoa. Past winners include the Sopranos' Dame Malvina Major and Dame Kiri Te Kanawa, both of whom were trained by Dame's sister Mary Leo. Other winners include Philip Rhodes, Jonathan Lemalu, and Solomio's Amitai Pati. The Songquest semi-finals are being held in St Andrews on the Terrace in Wellington in late July. And today I'm going to be talking to two of the semi-finalists. The first semi-finalist I'm talking to today is Morgan King.
Kia ora, kia ora.
So let our audience know where we're calling you from and why you're over there.
You're calling me from Philadelphia, all the way in the United States of America. I've been studying at the Curtis Institute of Music, one of the top U.S. music schools in the country. And so I'm just in the practice room at the moment doing some practice for this competition for the Lexus Songquest. You call me at a good time. I'm on my break at the moment.
So how did you enter the Songquest in the first place?
I just saw the application online, and I thought, oh, why not? I'll sign up. Not expecting to get anywhere, and then I find out that I'm in the semifinals. So looks like I'm coming back home, which I think my whānau will be very happy to see me again.
I was having a look over your profile, and it talks about a fusion of Māori music with opera. How have you been able to put that into practice with your time over in Philadelphia?
It's been an interesting kind of journey, you know. There's a lot of similarities and sort of in terms of, you know, doing kapaka back in high school and singing a waiata at home and at Wananga. You get a sense of singing proud. Singing loud as well at the same time. And so that kind of gave me a nice foundation to be able to sing and to be able to perform in front of people by having the chance to sing our waiata for our people and also do kapaka as well, you know, as a performing arts. So that kind of set a nice foundation for a lot of my performing and for the voice. And what's nice is that I've kind of taken that foundation and put it into my opera training. In our opera training, we talk about, learning how to pronounce the language and learning the style, romantic style or baroque style. And I've come to know that in Māoridom, you know, we value our language, very much. And so I take the same respect and practice as I would do with our te reo Māori, and have the same practice as I do for singing in something like German or Italian or French or even Russian even. There's a couple of few similarities. And what I've been able to do musically while being here at Curtis is that I've been able to try and figure out how we could move some of our waiata from a guitar and a singer to a piano and a singer, and what kind of similarities we can have there. Like when we play on the guitar, we have a little, when you have the guitar strum and it's rolling, there's a similar thing on the piano where you can do a similar thing, and it sounds pretty cool. So sort of having those little things, exploring that while I've been here at the Curtis Institute of Music.
What are some of the teachings that you've learnt over there in Philadelphia that you're hoping to bring back to your whānau here in Aotearoa?
Definitely being a representative for my whānau overseas. And I guess what I could bring back is sort of the training and experience that I've learned, because I know that Curtis is a very special place, and they offer a lot of experience, which not many other people do and receive. And so I'm hoping to bring my experience and my voice back to, you know, to the whānau and to the iwi back home, you know, whether whether or not there might be a young Māori, you know, who's 17, 18, who might want to follow the same journey. They can hopefully see a pathway where they could be Māori, but also be an opera singer and be strong in their spirit and their wairua to head overseas and sing not only for yourself but sing as representative of your whānau and your iwi.
Final pātai, what do you miss the most here in Aotearoa?
Definitely kaimoana, I should say. It's a very different, you know, it's a different country, you know, living far away. Definitely the kaimoana, definitely the whenua, you know, being amongst, whether it's mahi, or like a working bee at the pā, or just being at the pā. Yeah, I think it's definitely food and the marae and our whenua.
Well, I definitely know wo mātua e tū poho kereru ana I tō tūnga ki tā wāhi. Kore roa koe ka hoki mai nā rātou e whakamahana I a koe I raro I te korowai o te aroha me te manaaki. E hoa e Morgan, nei te mihi kia koe, tēnā koe mō tēnei kōrero I tēnei ata. Nei te mihi.
Kia ora.